Fred, I know a lot of folks are here at the National GLCI Conference to catch up on a lot of things, but I know a lot of folks are always interested in hearing your talks. And as one guy said, this guy knows how to make animals do what you want them to do type of thing. And I guess I'll let you elaborate on that a little bit. You really have done a lot of studies with livestock of all different kinds to figure out what's the best things to feed them, best ways to work with them, and your research efforts have led to really opening things up for guys.
Hopefully we've been of help to people in the industry. What we did 40 years ago now was to step back and try to say, why do animals do what they do? Not what are they doing? We knew that we could go out and you could look at what they eat and where they go in an environment. I think the big leap that we made was to say, why are they doing that? Where is that coming from? I just heard a talk on functional medicine that really relates to where we went 40 years ago. And the idea behind functional medicine is to move away from trying to treat symptoms with pills and procedures to understanding the underlying causes and then treating individuals holistically. And that's really what we did starting 40 years ago, is to say, why are animals doing these things? And then you get into areas like the wisdom of the body, these feedback systems that are built into the body that help animals to regulate their intake of nutrients. And then you think, how can you work with that to help animals do that? We got into issues like variety and the powerful importance of variety and biodiversity in enabling a body to meet needs for nutrients, to enable animals to self-medicate when they're sick and so forth. And then there's the whole cultural part of things that I think gets so interesting, because the culture sets the bounds on what's possible for domestic animals and for humans to do. And we can either make culture something that enables health through nutrition, or we can make culture something that disenables those things. And I think honest discussions about how we've gone with ourselves and with the animals in our care will lead us to think about paths that we inadvertently perhaps have taken over the last 40, 50 years that have led to huge amounts of costs, I think, for society, and are going to lead to even more costs as we boomers move to older age and issues of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancer start to take hold. And all of that then ultimately gets linked with the health of soil, the biodiversity of plants, the health of herbivores, and then our health.
You told me earlier you compare human health to animal health and looking at the different aspects of that. And obviously, it, as you were just saying in that, it all ties in together. But good animal health is where it starts, isn't it?
It really is. Good animal health is critical, and good animal health gets linked with good plant health, gets linked with good soil health, and our health gets linked with that also. So I really like to emphasize the linkages, because it's not one thing or another. It's all those things linked together and then changing and evolving across time. So it's in time and space both that all of this gets linked.
We hear this more and more today, especially because input costs are so high no matter what part of agriculture you're involved with, especially livestock agriculture. And we hear this so much, that good management, as we just said, animal health, it all starts right there. This all really is one big circle, in that it all comes around. I mean, no matter how you look at it, it does come back around, doesn't it?
It is one big circle, and I think when you say it comes back around too, I think of some of the practices that our ancestors would have done when they came over here, and there was a lot of wisdom in those. Not that we haven't learned a tremendous amount as we've gone through this past century, and not that we haven't been able to really come up with some neat innovations, but there are some fundamental principles and processes about how systems work, from soils through plants, through animals, through people. And it's important to maybe use nature as our guide to think about those, and to think about nature's the low-cost operator when you get right down to it.
Right.
She operates with very little cost. So thinking about some of that, I think, is really worthwhile nowadays as well.
Well, Fred, I guess bottom line, whenever you speak to producers like here and events that you go to, what are you hoping they come away with when it's all said and done?
I hope they come away not with recipes or prescriptions for what to do, but with a better understanding of the systems that we work with. And then with that understanding, using their own creativity to think about how they may or may not want to use that understanding to enhance the health of their systems, ecologically, economically, and then the broader health of society in general, socially.
You've got a lot of work. You've got a lot of papers, information out there. Is there someplace somebody can go that couldn't be at this conference? They could go and learn more about some of your work?
The BEHAVE website is the best. It's at behave.net, and there's a wealth of information that's out there on that website.